Hello, I'm Nikki Patrick, and welcome to It's Somewhere in the Bottom of My Handbag. Each episode, my expert guests will share three top tips that you can put into use straight away, or you can store them away in your handbag and whip them out whenever you or a friend needs them. Today, we have three top tips to help you to be happy. Yes, happiness is not always a given. It's so easy to get bogged down with all the things that we have to do each day, combined with stress, responsibility, world events. It can be easy to lose the excitement of life. Sometimes you just need to work at getting a bit more joy into your life, and I know just the person to help. P.S. I'm a bit of a fangirl with this incredible lady. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Jo Howarth from the Happiness Club on my podcast. Now, Jo is just a complete and utter marvel. I think Jo should have a sainthood because she is that blimmin' brilliant. Now, Jo from the Happiness Club, the award-winning Happiness Club, I hasten to add, because you are award-winning, aren't you, Jo?
We are, several times over, yes, indeed.
And quite rightly so. Now, the Happiness Club, they provide daily support for your mental well-being 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. They are always there for you. And Jo is here for you today. And you're going to be sharing your three top tips on keeping happy. Now, how did you get into all of this, Jo?
Largely because I was desperately not happy. And I had help from some amazing, brilliant people. And then got to the point where I was, well, I have to do this too. I have to help other people now that I've learned how to help myself. And I'm still learning to help myself. I need to pass that on. So that's how it came about.
And you've made a difference to so many people's lives, and you continue to do so. You've got the most amazing schools program, and you also help adults. I mean, you help everybody, don't you?
That's the idea. I'm helping every incarnation of me that wasn't happy, Nikki. I'm helping the small child me and the teenage me and the young adult me and the grown-up me, allegedly. I've had so many different pockets of my life where I've needed support. And so what I've tried to create in the Happiness Club is something that supports all ages, all different people.
And you do it beautifully. Now, we're going to be sharing three of your top tips today. I'm really crossing my fingers that the I'm Glads is going to be appearing today.
Always, always.
Fantastic. Is that what you're going to start with?
No, I'm not actually. I'm going to finish with that.
Okay.
That for me is the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
So my first top tip is about allowing and accepting. So what we do in life, bless our cottons, is try and avoid feeling rubbish. We try and avoid those what people call negative emotions. Personally, I don't tend to use the words positive and negative much anymore because I don't think there's any such thing as a negative emotion. All of your emotions are there for a reason. They all have a message for you. They all have a job to do for you to help you learn and grow and expand and develop in some way. And what we do, because they feel rubbish, those difficult ones, we try and run away from them and we try not to feel them. And we try to pretend we're not feeling them, and we push them down and we shove them away and we shout no at them. And so for me, the absolute first step, which sounds backwards when you're talking about happiness, but for me, the first step on that path of happiness is to turn towards them, is to allow them, accept them, acknowledge them, allow them to be there, allow yourself to hear the message that they have for you so that you can learn and grow and expand and experience them. Experiencing them is a learning in and of itself. And there is value in that. People talk about things happening to them. I talk about things happening for you. Everything happens for you. And when you view the world in that way, even those scary, difficult emotions aren't so scary and difficult because you know they're just there to tell you something. So that's my first top tip.
Thank you. And it's processing, isn't it? And acknowledging the bit that you're hiding from.
Absolutely. And sometimes it really is. I mean, I used to experience anxiety on a daily basis. And one of the hardest things that I learned to do when I was training in mindfulness was just to stop and go, hello, hi, anxiety. And I would literally say it out loud, hi, anxiety. How are you? Right. What do you need to tell me today? And sometimes even just saying hello to it allowed it just to start dissipating in me because it just wanted my attention. It was just there to tell me something. So there's real power in that.
Thank you, Jo. And what's your second one?
The second top tip is then releasing. So obviously we have those difficult emotions, those challenging ones, those ones that feel rubbish. We've listened to their message. Well, now we don't really want them to hang around because they can stop us from moving forward. So the next top tip is really to release them. Listen to them first, but then release. Let them go. Don't hold on to them. Emotions are energy. We are energy. Energy is made to move. And what we do, again, in our not wanting to feel them, what we actually do is hold on to them, which sounds backwards, but it's what we do. We don't want to feel them, so we don't allow them to move through us, which means we're holding on to them, which means it makes us feel rubbish. I'm not sure that's a word.
It is now. And I'm sure it is. I'm sure I've used rubbish there before.
Rubbish, I think so. It should be if it isn't. I'm going to check in the dictionary. So anyway, so what we want to do is then allow them to move on, is just to release them. And if anyone listening to this would like an audio that will help you to release them, please feel free to contact me. I have an awesome audio called The Negative Energy Release, which does exactly what it says on the tin. So feel free to email me, jo@thehappinessclub.co.uk, if you would like that audio. Very welcome to it. No strings.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you. And that's very kind of you. And we are coming to the third and my most favourite. Yes, drum roll, please. Go on, Jo, take it away.
So my last top tip is to say thank you, is to appreciate, is to focus your attention on everything that you are glad about. And my favourite way of doing this is to play the glad game at the end of every day. You sit down at the end of your day and you reflect back over that day and you find as many things as you possibly can from that day to be glad about, to be thankful for. I literally say, today I am glad that I had a cup of tea. I'm glad that I cuddled my puppy. I'm glad that my children had a good day at school. I'm glad that I got my work done. I'm glad that I spoke to that friend. And you just make an enormous list, as many things as you can. Because again, human beings, we are wired to see and hold on to the negative stuff. And it's so much easier for us to see it that actually one bad thing can happen during your day and it ruins your entire day. But when you take the time to go back through your day and find the good stuff, even if it's diddy, small stuff, you'll find that you have a list of 15, 20 things that have happened during your day. And it'll turn your whole day around. It'll turn your feelings around your whole day completely on their head. You'll have been thinking, oh, I've had the day from hell. And then you'll look back and go, oh, no, actually, there was loads of good stuff in there. And what you're doing is training your brain just to not ignore the negative. We've already talked about that. But to bring your focus towards the good stuff. And the glads are a beautiful way of doing that.
They certainly are, because you taught me those. And I absolutely love them, as I do with all of your tips. And your overriding message really is get rid of what doesn't serve you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Listen to it, learn from it and move on.
Yeah. And I love your top tips. So we've got allow and accept, because we try and run away from those horrible things we don't want to think about, but acknowledge the bits that you normally run away from, experience, and then you can move on. So two, you're releasing, you've listened, you've released and you've let go. And then three, that I'm glad, appreciate at the end of every day, yeah. Make that list. You might start off with a tiny list, but it's going to grow, isn't it? The more your brain just wires itself round to that positivity.
Absolutely. And you'll find as you go through your day, you start noticing the good stuff more because your brain is looking out for it, ready for you to write your glads in the evening. So it's just about changing the focus of your perception, your perspective, really.
Thank you so much, Jo. How can we find you?
You can find me via the website, which is thehappinessclub.co.uk. As I say, feel free to email me, jo@thehappinessclub.co.uk.
And thank you so much for bringing so much happiness. I need you in my life every single day. I wish we were neighbours and I would never leave you alone, because just chatting to you just make me feel happy. I've always got a smile on my face, even when I just think about you, because I have banded your name around to so many people. I've been lucky enough to have you on one of my radio shows. We managed to squeeze you on for 12 weeks sharing your brilliant advice, because we need to scream your name from the rooftops. You know, Jo Howarth from the Happiness Club, you rock, and thank you.
Thank you, Maggie.